Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I'm your host, Bob Berry. Most people have a fear of something, whether it be a fear of the dark, snakes, spiders. It's common for most humans to have a phobia of some sort. Many are just psychological in nature. Some, however, transcend mere fear and become very real indeed. Let's join one person who will lead us through an all-too-real frightening experience. We call this episode Terror Underground.
God, I hate Sundays.
Right.
No, I mean it.
You say that every Sunday.
But have you noticed that they all seem so boring, so dead?
We have two metropolitan newspapers, plus the New York Times, and a library with hundreds of books.
I know.
So?
I'm getting tired of sitting on my ass staring at a printed page.
Think of it as mental stimulation.
Killing time.
Alex, look, we've traveled the world. We haven't really been home much. I mean, how can you say you're bored?
Home? A 52-room castle with bathrooms for every room? Dozens of attendants whose names I can't remember, and you call this home?
Let's be thankful for what we have.
Sure. And if we're not thankful, what are Mumsy and Daddy going to do? Turn over in their graves?
Knock it off.
Easygoing, content Michael. You are perfectly fine just sitting in this dusty, mildewed museum day after day.
It's not dusty or mildewed.
Damn right it isn't. I drop a crumb on the floor and two or three dustpans are under my feet immediately. I could eat off every floor in this place, for God's sake.
Chill.
Oh, I'm chilled, all right.
Alex, bad fortune in our personal life brought us a huge sum of cash.
And that is supposed to guarantee happiness?
I'm not complaining. Look, we've been everywhere. We have a sturdy roof over our heads and rooms with ample space. We eat the best, healthiest food, and we do any damn thing we please. You're not still bummed about Mom and Dad, are you?
Oh, hell no. I mean, I'm sorry they were killed in the crash and all, but I don't remember any loving feelings from them, you know. They gave us things. Anything we asked for but real attention and affection.
I haven't heard you speak like this before. You want to talk, huh? I mean, no bullshit, all right?
I just feel extremely bored and worthless. I don't feel like doing a damn thing to benefit me or anyone else.
What would put a spark in your life, huh? I mean, just blurt it out. We can afford it.
I don't want to buy things, Michael. For God's sake, what more do we need?
Well, all right. How about some wild adventure?
What adventures are left? We've done about everything.
And they were fun times, bro. I mean, great memories. We're the fearless duo, right? Hey, let me ask you this. What are your greatest fears? I mean, what would you not do, even if you had the chance?
Burn myself with a blowtorch, I guess.
Like Uncle Charlie? Well, at least he got rid of his girlfriend's tattoo in a hurry.
Yeah, it must have hurt like hell. Good old Charlie. Yeah, but he was plastered when he did it, and I don't like to drink.
Yeah. Is there anything else you're afraid of?
Being buried. I knew this kid once who liked spelunking, you know, going into caves and exploring. He invited me to go along with him, his dad and some other kids. I didn't want to look like a chicken, so I sucked up the courage and went along.
I don't remember you telling me this.
At first, it seemed like just a hole in the ground in southern Indiana. It's called Sullivan's Cave. When we got there, we put on some bib overalls, boots, and a helmet with a light and dropped a ladder into the opening. His dad went down first, then the rest of us. His son brought up the rear. Pretty soon, we were moving through the cave. When the light from the cave's entrance disappeared, his dad said to stop and turn off the lights. He said, I want you to experience a unique caving experience. Close your eyes, stand perfectly still, and say nothing until I say so. I closed my eyes, and after a minute, I could hear the beating of my heart. His dad then said, open your eyes. What I saw, Michael, was blacker than black. Nothingness. A total absence of light and the pounding of my heart. Never in my life have I felt such an absence of the senses. Never.
It sounds like fun. It's fascinating.
It was, for a while. But what came next was the most terrifying thing that had ever happened to me.
You're shaking. Calm down.
After all these years, I can't believe it still affects me this way.
Let's leave it, okay?
No. I want to tell you. With our lights back on, we moved along the damp walls. I remember looking at stalactites and stalagmites and blind white fish swimming beside us in a shallow stream. It was a beautiful, unworldly place to be, but I was still uneasy. My friend's dad then said we'd take a short rest before entering a peculiar obstacle. We were all ears. This is Satan's Corridor, he said. It'll be a bit of a challenge for newcomers, so here's some advice. You'll be crawling 40 feet and then reach a bend in the road. At that point, it's important that you bend at the waist to make the 90-degree turn. Now, once you've made it, it's clear sailing. Any questions? Then he led the way.
You know, that reminds me of an article I read once in the National
Geographic. Corridor was tiny. We had to wiggle, snake-like, hands in front and push with the toes of the boots. There were two behind me, a newcomer like me, followed by my friend. I thought, no problem. We inched along silently. Then the walls felt like they were closing in. Breathing became difficult as little air was being passed over the sweating bodies that were cramming the walls. And then my headlamp went out. Light out, I shouted. The boots ahead of me said, you'll be okay. I'm making the turn now. You'll be next. And then the boots were gone. My turn. I moved forward with what little strength I had left, and suddenly my helmet bumped the wall ahead. I tried remembering what we were supposed to do at the turn. I began bending my body backwards to get through the 90-degree turn, but then I was stuck. I couldn't move. My breathing became erratic, and my heart was racing. The guy behind me said, you moved the wrong way. You should have bent forward at the waist. Then the boots ahead of me said, well, grab my boots. You behind him. Push him.
Alex, that's enough.
I grabbed the heel of the boot ahead, and I could feel a shove from behind. My chest pushed hard against the corridor wall, and I broke several ribs, but I didn't care. Somehow, I wiggled out, and a few feet further, the corridor opened into a large room where the others were standing, watching me. Finally, it was over. Except for the embarrassment.
Phew. Satan's Corridor. Indeed, huh?
Now you know why I chose cremation.
What a hell of an adventure. Would you like to challenge that fear again?
Really can't do that, can I? While we're on the subject, what's your greatest fear, Big Bro?
Being alone.
Oops. We have a visitor. Be back soon.
Sorry to interrupt. Time for your meds, sir.
Already?
Yes, indeedy.
Do you enjoy your work here, Cindy?
When I have people like you to attend to? Yes, sir. I enjoy my work.
Well, I enjoy your visits. I mean, you take good care of me and the rest of the crazies.
You aren't crazy. Any more than the rest of us. See you later.
Yeah, later.
Hey, thanks for telling me about your brother this morning. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, for what?
You're losing him and your parents in that accident? It must be tough.
He still hangs around.
I know, sir. I hear you talking to him from time to time. I think that's sweet to keep his memory alive.
You know, maybe you can meet him next time around. He's in the bathroom now.
I'll hope to meet him one day, sir.
Just call me Michael.
Will do, Michael. Sir?
God, how I hate Sundays.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here with me to share them, though.
Me too, bro. Me too.
Terror Underground was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Larry Adams, Bob Berry, and Lee Plahetko. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat, produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Bob Berry. Join us again for another unusual episode of A Walk in the Dark.